Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Media Monday. I'm Sharon Hill, and welcome to another episode of Media Monday, where we start with a topic or question of the week and move on to spot reading. So if you would like to receive a spot reading or have your question answered today, then please call in. The call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, that call-in number is 818-739-8818. I'd like to thank everyone for joining today and for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. And I'd also like to share with you that we have a number of Lilydale mediums who also have radio programs on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. You can check that out. I know Willa White and John White, who is no longer with us. So a moment of silence, prayers, and healing, that his show will no longer be on the air. And we have Angie Apt, and check out the list on Lilydale and Blog Talk Radio. I know that there's a list, and there's a list on Lilydale's website. I don't know if it's on the website. I do know that it is on Lilydale's group page. So you can check that out. But if you type it in, I'm sure you'll be able to find it. I was looking it up. I can't find it readily. So I apologize for that. Anyway, Media Monday today and every Monday at noon. Again, the call-in number is 818-739-8818. And as you know, we always start with a topic or a question of the week. And this week, we do have a topic. I know that we have talked about ethics a number of times. We've mentioned it at least twice since I've been on this show. And I can't tell you how important it is. I've noticed in the comments, which I cannot see live while I'm on the radio, I am paying attention to the radio and answering calls. So I don't actually have the live feed. I don't know what's happening, and I don't see the comments until after the fact. And what I'm noticing in the last week or two is that there's some people who are soliciting people who are leaving messages and asking them to private message for reading. And I want to tell you, this is in no way affiliated with me, and it is in no way affiliated with the radio show, and no way are they affiliated with Lilydale. So please be careful. There are people who are using your comments and this radio show to target people to solicit them for readings. And that's just so dangerous. We don't know the quality of mediumship, who they are. It certainly isn't their business. When we talk about ethics, really, this is a gross violation of ethics, because it's just they're targeting people on someone else's page, someone else's show, and they're trying to grab them to message them and take you away to give you their message, when you have no idea who they are, what they're about, where they came from, what their intentions are. That's just such a gross violation of ethics. We call that trolling on the internet. And unfortunately, there are people who are willing to do that for whatever reason. And I'd like to also say publicly that those people will be removed permanently from access should they continue that behavior. So I wanted to let you know, make you aware because here we practice with integrity and we go out of our way. We bend over backward to make sure that there is integrity in what we do. And in no way are we ever recruiting other people to assist or help or anything like that. They are totally unrelated to the show, to Lilydale Works, myself, and in no way can we vouch for them. In fact, we would advise you to stay away and delete them from your contact as well. So please don't engage. You don't know what you're getting into. And I recall, and this is true of everyone, so please understand, I don't want to make gross generalizations. There are people who offer readings that are not from Lilydale, obviously, and there are plenty of people who do practice ethically and with integrity. The problem is we don't know who they are, and when I was going to school, actually it was in a church that shared this with me, and they talk about, you see some of those psychic signs on the side of the road, you know, psychic $5 reading, tarot $5 reading, palm reading $5, and you go in and for $2,000 they'll remove the curse. So please be very careful. You do not know what you're getting into, and we cannot and will not vouch for anything like that. And just the fact that people would be that unethical to do it tells you stay away. All right. So I hope that that helps bring some insight. I know that people are calling in wanting readings, and in the past I haven't been able to get to everyone. I'm trying to do better, getting some more people. And one of the things I'm changing is going to random callers so we can get more people in. I know that usually we've been going by length of time you've been holding, and depending on the number of callers, and not everyone is able to wait as long. Some people call in much earlier, and it poses an unfair advantage over time. So we'll be doing random callers so that more people will have a chance and the opportunity to receive a reading here on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio on Medium Monday. Again, I'm Sharon Hill. I want to thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in. And I'd like to thank you for supporting at Lilydale and all its endeavors. If you'd like to learn more about your spirituality, about spiritualism, an opportunity to learn about mediumship and other spiritual topics in Lilydale, now please go to Lilydale's website. That's lilydaleassembly.org/learn. lilydaleassembly.org, and you can navigate through that link to find what you're looking for in Lilydale. And so I encourage you to do that. I do know there are a number of March classes. I also want to make people aware, and we've mentioned it prior, but I'm starting a circle. It'll be a 6-week circle and a 6-week beginning mediumship course that's appropriate for beginners and intermediates. And that will be starting at the end of March. It is posted on my Facebook page, Rev. Sharon Hill at 4th Street Medium. You can look for more information about it there. So, again, thank you for listening. And I'd like to move right in today. I'd like to move right in to the message portion today, and hopefully we'll be able to get more people on. Again, that call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, that's 818-739-8818. You can call in for a spot reading. Okay. For our first caller, I have a telephone number ending in 4252. Who am I speaking to, please?
Hi, my name is Catherine.
Oh, dear, I can hardly hear you. Catherine, you said?
Hi, is this better?
Much better, thank you.
Oh, thank you. My name is Catherine. How are
and
you today?
Where are you calling from?
I'm in New York.
Okay. And did you have a question or would you like a spot reading?
A question, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, my question is, I'm working on a project that begins with the letter R, and I was wondering if you see it coming into fruition this year, if you see me actually being able to put the project into action.
They're actually they're showing me outside, and they're showing me a park scene. And they're showing me walking down and around, and it feels as though, I don't know if that's literal or metaphoric, but what they're showing me, I would understand this to be, it looks like it comes to fruition or completion by the end of the summer. So,
oh, fantastic.
That's what they're showing me. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Thanks for calling in, and thank you for listening to Lily on Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you.
For our next caller, telephone number ending in 0254, who am I speaking with, please? Telephone number.
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi,
can you hear me?
I can hear you. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Beach City.
Beach City. And did you have a question or would you like a spot reading?
Actually, I have a question today. I was contacted by an emergency room for my son indirectly, and I just wanted to know he's no longer there, if he is okay.
What's your son's name, please?
Zachary.
It's interesting. You're showing him there and not there. I backed into a corner is what you're showing me, and I feel that he was backed into a corner. I also feel that he will not stay. He will not stay.
Okay.
Now you're asking if he is okay. They're not showing me outside the room. I feel he's back in the corner and he doesn't kind of know where to go or what to do. And so I'm seeing no answer at this point right now. And please understand everything, you know, everything is as things are right now.
Okay.
I'm not seeing in spirit, son.
That's good. Okay. All right.
Prayers yes. For Zachary. I'll put him on the healing list and prayer list. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Bye.
For our next caller, telephone number ending in 0712-0712. 0712, who am I speaking with, please? Hello, who am I speaking with, please?
Aubrey.
Say again.
Hello, can you hear me? This is Aubrey.
Audrey?
Aubrey.
Aubrey.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Aubrey, and where are you calling from?
Erie, Pennsylvania.
And did you have a question or would you like a spot reading?
Could I please have a spot reading?
Yes, you can. Let's see. Aubrey from Pennsylvania. They're showing me you shoveling snow. I feel that you're, and please, you know, I can only give you what they're giving me. They show you shoveling
right.
Dog poo and shoveling snow, and I feel that you're doing a lot of cleanup. Would you understand that,
yeah.
please?
I guess, yeah.
You would understand both those things. And I feel that you're looking forward to spring, and they're showing me a beautiful, warm day where the snow actually melted. Do you understand?
Yes. It's been nicer here lately.
Wow. And they're showing this to me, and it's like you're very inspired for spring to start. And even though you don't have a clue where you're going or nothing else is changing other than the season is what they're showing me. Okay, so If you wanted to know anything about that, that's what they're giving. That's what they're giving me. And nothing else is changing for the season initially. And I feel that up until Easter time, because they're showing me an Easter basket and a bunny, and I know that that will be still almost, well, we're coming into April, so it's not that far away, and that that's going to be a significant shifting time for you. And I feel that you're going to be involved with other people, other family members that are going to redirect your attention. So just remain open and go with the flow, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
For our next caller, whoa, what happened? For our next caller, telephone number ending in 2694, 2694. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Randy.
Hi, Randy. And where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Colorado. And did you have a question or would you like a spot reading?
I was curious to know, like, where you see me. Do you see me staying where I am or do you see?
I see you moving. I feel that you're not done with school, and I feel that this is connected with either further education or training. I do feel you're moving away from where you are right now, and I feel you kind of like stretching out on your own, all right? And then this will be significant to you. And what they're showing me is that you've put up with other people's nonsense far too long over and over again. Do you understand that?
Yes, that part I understand. I don't understand the school part. I mean, I work in a school. I'm a teacher.
Okay. Well, please understand that I'm just relaying information they're giving me. And so you may be going back to school and going out on your own, okay?
Out on my own. What does that mean, out on my own? I'm married. What does that mean?
Well, it means that you're literally going out connected with school. Are you currently in the school or are you doing virtual?
No, I'm in the school.
Okay, and they're showing you go in the school. So you're asked a question. You want to know. They show you going out connected to school. So if you're a teacher, they show you going to work. Okay?
Oh.
I'm sorry. If your life's not more exciting than that. Literally, they're showing me you going out on your own. So you're by yourself. Going to school and connected to school. Okay, so that does make sense to you because you're a teacher, so you will be going out to school to teach. Thank you. And I do feel that there's additional training or another piece coming in for you or an additional responsibility that you will be taking over for someone else. Okay, at least temporarily. So they want to let you know that. And it's funny because it feels kind of unrelated to you, but you're very talented and you're very willing to serve. You're someone who teaches because they love learning and they love people. You're not someone, okay? And so, and you would help anyone who was in need. And I do see this maybe temporarily helping out in another circumstance at the same school, all right? So I do see a little more responsibility for you. You're going to be very busy. And I do see that I also am seeing children in and around you at home. Does that make sense, please?
Well, I have two older children.
They're still around at home, correct? They still live at home. Because what they're showing, and that's exactly what they're showing me. They're not showing me little ones. Because you said you were married, but you didn't say children. I'm seeing children. And that you can, when you have too much on your plate and you take on extra things, you can get a bit short with kids. Because they're so needy and loud sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
sometimes.
So, and sometimes, right, just when you're stressed. And so, you know, when you're stressed and they're adding to it when they know better, because as children do, you know, they always want what they think they need in the moment and people to solve things for them. They don't need solving, right? So, and that's what they're showing me. So, go ahead and set some boundaries and know that, you know, this is a wonderful opportunity and you're going to get through this. I'm also seeing, and you understand, was your husband or your husband's mother ill recently?
No, my mother and his mother are deceased.
Okay. Because they're showing me a time when I feel that your husband or his mother was ill. Would you understand your husband being very present with his mom while she was ill?
She didn't die from she didn't die from an illness.
Okay. That isn't what I asked you.
Yeah, no, I don't know. She wasn't sick.
Okay. Was your husband, because they keep highlighting this to me, and if you don't understand it in present tense, your husband currently is not ill, correct? He's doing
no.
fine? Okay.
Yeah.
And his mom was not ill. Okay.
No.
That they're giving me husband and mother, and we have one of them ill. So if it wasn't his mother, is this your mother?
My mother was ill. My mother had
Thank
cancer.
You. Thank you. And your husband and your mom, she was like a son to him, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Because I have a lady here, Spirit Side, who's showing this to me, who is showing that he had such great care and compassion and love while she was ill. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
She would like to get a hello and remind him of a heart on Valentine's Day. All right.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We passed that along, and she's showing me a birthday cake, but it doesn't have icing on it yet. Either means someone's on a diet or the birthday hasn't quite come yet.
Oh.
They're giving
My mother's birthday was on March 3rd.
Oh, thank you. Okay, because she's referencing, and would you understand her passing just before her birthday?
No, it wasn't right before her birthday. Her birthday is in March. She died in September.
Okay, was the time of her death right before someone's birthday is what I'm asking?
September. Who was September? Well, that would be Dave's mother. His mother, somebody, I think that Dave's mother was birthday was September.
You can see acknowledging a birthday that she didn't quite
make. She died September also. It was interesting. My parents died around this. His parents died around the same time my mother died.
Thank you.
September.
They're both getting excited. I have both ladies here who are getting very excited. Okay. And they're not very good at this communication thing.
okay.
But they're very excited. They want to get a message. Your mother-in-law to a boy and your mom, and she's just so happy that your husband is doing as well as he's doing. And I don't know why she'd be saying that, but you must understand, okay?
Yeah.
Will you pass that along?
Yeah.
And everyone else is doing fine. And she's blowing you kisses. Of course, she loves you. It doesn't mean she loves you more. She's letting you know that. All right?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for calling in. Our next caller, we have telephone number ending in 9638. Who am I speaking with, please?
Amy.
Hi, Amy. And where are you calling from?
Buffalo, New York.
And did you want a question or a spot reading?
I have a question.
Okay.
I have a daughter that's 15 who keeps having things moved in her room. Pictures get turned sideways on her mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me who's with her?
Well, it's an interesting phenomenon. And if you look into what we would call this telekinesis, poltergeist activity, when at 15, there's a lot of energy. The hormones are raging and primed for spirit energy. Okay, so there can be a lot. Your daughter has a lot of energy. And when it's not used or harnessed properly, sometimes that can be used by the spirit world. I'm feeling more that this is moved from her unconscious more than it is by the spirit world. But I'm asking, and would you understand, I have a lady here who I want to almost say is not related grandmother. Does that make sense to you, please?
Oh, my God, that's her aunt.
Okay.
That's
so you understand.
That kind of when my mom passed when she was little, her aunt stepped up to that grandmother figure for her.
Thank you. And And I do feel that wore a lot of lipstick, nice lipstick, not a lot. I mean, it was back in the day, right? You understand?
Yes.
And I do feel, and I'm smelling cigarette smoke all around her, so I know people in the family smoked, okay?
Yes.
And that, in addition to the pictures moving, she will be smelling, and you might be smelling the smell of cigarette smoke, okay? So these are classic signatures as well, that spirit's there. I feel that your daughter's a bit on the a bit moody now. She's 15, so that's not unusual.
Yes, she is.
And hormonal. This is not unusual. You know, it's not quite so severe that we need to get intervention, but it's enough that we wonder what the heck is going on, right?
Yeah.
And so it's that energy that's being harnessed and used, and part of it is her own mental state, and part of it is your spirit activity. So sorting those two things out, it'd be prime time for your daughter to get some spiritual knowledge of her own, where she can take and actually learn how to harness the energy that she does have in positive ways, so that she can use it to create her own reality in the ways she would like. And now will be the time to begin to learn that, okay? So she's really primed for spiritual learning. And if she's open to that, then now will be the time to get her started, okay?
Okay.
And kisses, kisses from your aunt. This is your aunt, grandmother her, correct?
Well, it's my husband's aunt who was like the grandmother figure to my daughter.
Okay, because I have an aunt, and she's claiming your aunt, so the generation is what she's acknowledging. She's blowing kisses to the both of you.
Okay.
So thank you for your question, and thank you for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. All right, our next caller, telephone number ending in 8680. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Missy from Torrance, California.
Hi, Missy from California. And did you have a question, or would you like a spot reading?
I would like to see if I could ask a question. If my brother has a message for me, or any of my loved ones that's passed.
When you ask about your brother, I'm feeling like almost like I'm cut in half here, like just right at the belly button, like right bent in half. Does that make sense to you in any way?
Yes.
Okay. And I want to say he's very good looking. Interesting, you're from California. He's giving me reference to what I would recognize as being the Beach Boys. Okay, and I'm not quite sure if he's being literal to what he looked like, or he's giving me his personality. Okay, so please understand that as well. You would know. And he's saying, go slow, take your time. That's what he wants you to know, and that he of all people would know that.
Yes, and he was beautiful. He was like a Greek Adonis.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what he's showing me. So that's literal. Wow. Okay. Yeah, go slow. Go slow, sissy. Go slow and take your time. There's no direct translation for this. He's like, step or thing, make everything count. Take your time, go slow. He's also showing me, and would you understand, he's mentioning a ring, okay? And that there are stones in this ring that are significant. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay. This would be like a highlighted diamond band, like an anniversary band, or a mother's ring where you have stones for each child. Did you inherit something from your mom?
No.
Okay. You can't place this at all?
No.
Wow. He's not letting it go. Would you understand this with a mother-in-law or opposite side of the family? Because he's not letting this go.
The funny thing is I don't wear any jewelry at all. And not earrings, not a necklace, anything. So nobody would give me any jewelry because they know I wouldn't wear it.
Well, would you understand, does someone have this? What he's talking about is the significance of the stones. So I don't know whose it is or where it came from or who has it, but he's mentioning the significance of the stones as if, you know, how mothers have rings and they each have a birthstone for their children. If his is missing, his is gone. There's a stone missing in the ring. Okay.
You know what? It could be. My dad was a policeman with LAPD for 30 years and he had his badge and he had a diamond stone in it and he had given it to my brother. And nobody can find that badge
Thank
with the
you.
Stone in it.
Thank you. All right. So you do understand the stone. Thank you. Okay. Wow. He's claiming to have knowledge, and that's all he's saying. And he's giving the most mischievous smile I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Handsome and gorgeous men I've ever looked at. So now we know what he looks like and his personality. And I wouldn't be surprised if it shows up somewhere now that he's acknowledged it, all right?
Does he show anything? Because he was in a vegetative state for 6 months before he passed. Does he say anything about that time? You know, I brought him home and took care of him, and I just never knew if I was doing the right thing.
He's showing me that he really was not in his body at all. He's showing me that he was in the etheric world. He's in the spirit world, literally. And he was already living his life spiritually. So he was being basically kept alive. He was not in his body at all. And he's not really showing that to me either. He was happy to be free.
Okay.
And that there was no chance he was coming back. So in that regard, you did absolutely everything and the right thing, too.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. He's giving you a peace sign. And he's calling you two partners in crime.
That we were.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Thanks for listening to Riverdale Blog Talk Radio. All right, for our next caller, telephone number ending in
60776.
Hi, how are you? Hi. Good, who am I speaking with?
This is...
You cut
Lisa
out there.
From Arizona. I'm sorry, Lisa from Arizona. I'm sorry.
Hi, Lisa. From Arizona. Do you have a question or would you like to talk reading?
Yeah, question. Question, please. Between me and Aaron, what's going on, please?
They're showing me a lot of straw. Okay. What's happening is someone is absolutely covering the truth of what's going on. That's what's happening. Someone is covering up the truth of what's actually happening. You know how you don't want to talk about what's really going on, then you change the subject and make it an issue?
Yeah.
Okay. This is being covered with straw so that no one sees the truth. So what's happening,
I see.
Someone's not telling the truth. That's what's happening. And someone's making something else important so we don't go looking for the truth.
Oh, I see. Do you see us talking again?
I'm seeing the other one be quite stubborn. I mean, you know, if you don't want to get called out, you don't communicate. So
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm so sorry. You see the other one doing what?
I'm seeing that. So are you going to ever talk again? I'm seeing that. I don't know. I can't say. I'm not seeing it happen right now. All right?
I see. Okay. All right.
Unless you make contact and start asking questions and see where that goes.
No, God, no. No,
right.
No, no, no.
Okay. Then I see, you know, if you want to, you know, not let any more truth come to light, then I don't see any more communication.
No, I would love to have truth. But, you know, I don't know what I want. I just,
right.
Oh, God, it just turned into something that I had no idea. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm
correct. Okay. You might want to just let it all pass. Let it go.
Just let it go.
Yeah. I think you've
oh,
already
boy.
Gotten, you've already gotten your answer. So, and, you know, this is something you knew all along. So.
No, it was something I never wanted, and I was surprised when it arrived.
But you might not have known the details, but you suspected this, so, right?
No, I didn't even suspect. I didn't look to any, you know, from 1 minute to the next. I just, you know, it's like talking to, you know, your neighbor or something. You don't look at the future when you're talking to your neighbor. You know, you're just having a pleasant exchange. And I just, I don't know.
And when you look at the reference, maybe it looks a little different.
Well, I was very confused. I don't even know. I know the universe offers lessons in different forms, and I have no clue what this lesson was. I have no clue because, like I said, I did not want anything, nothing, nada. I still don't. But I, anyway, okay. So you just see someone covering up the truth, someone covering it with hay, and someone, and I that all makes sense to me. And you see no contact.
Let me give you another way to look at it also. Right now I'm seeing that things are at a stay, okay? And you know how when you plant grass seed, you cover it with straw so the birds don't eat it and so that the moisture stays and the grass can grow?
Yeah.
So understand that you're in a place of stay where nothing's happening as it should and wait and see what comes up, all right?
Okay.
All right. That's the other look
well,
at it.
Yeah, I believe you. I just, like I said, it's like, oh, I don't know. It just caught me off guard, and I'm very confused. I left a 20-year relationship, and I'm very happy to be out of that. And this kind of landed in my lap, but I didn't look at it as anything. You know, I mean, I didn't even know. I didn't know. I didn't know what we were doing. I had no idea. It's not like I didn't know, you know. I don't know what I knew. I have no idea. Right, so I'll keep asking the universe. That's the lesson in this. Because I don't want to cut myself off from humanity. You know, I don't want to.
In a moment at a time, the in-breath and the out-breath. The in-breath and the out-breath. And over time, things will make themselves known, right?
You know, when you talk to your neighbor or you talk to your girlfriend, you don't look at, oh, God, what's the future? I don't want anything in the future. I just know what my goals are. I don't want marriage. I don't want to be moving in. I don't want any of that crap. You know, I just got out of a 20-year relationship. What the hell do I want? I know what my goals are, my practical goals, you know, how to put milk on the table.
Are you communicating that clearly to other people?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not a deceitful person, and I was very clear about that. I was very clear. I said, you know, once I get some conclusion, financial conclusion on some stuff I'm working on, all I want to do is work on my spirituality, my physical health, my mental health, and that's it.
Right. So if you're doing that, then there's no problem.
Well, for me, there kind of is because I'm confused. I don't want to do this ever again. And like I said, I don't. I'd rather just go for bike rides, do yoga, do my business, and that's it. This is too confusing for me. It's very confusing.
And yet, you were a willing participant, correct?
Well, it's like sitting down with your neighbor and having a cup of tea. You don't think it's going to lead to, you know, oh, my God, you know, kind of thing.
Well, maybe others will do. So you might want to look into that. You also might want to think about, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you, but you might want to think about getting some therapy so that you can gain more insight into your own communication patterns so that you're not giving any signals. Just make sure that you're not giving any signals that you're not aware of, okay? And, you know,
so that you can get clear on
communicate verbal boundaries.
Look at communication signals or body language. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. So you might want to think about, you know, finding a therapist who can help you learn to communicate in a very congruent way so that you don't ever encounter these situations again and with the boundaries, okay?
But, you know, I'm a pretty smart person. I mean, I've had people come and approach me, and I...
It has nothing to do with being smart or not smart. It has to do with pursuing and learning.
Okay. Yeah, I never fall for it, you know. People that have approached me, I just sidestep it, you know, I just say have a great day, you know, I'm not into that or whatever. You know, I'm not interested.
That's like what happened here, so you might want to consider, all right? And we need thank you for calling in and talking to you. I wish you the very best.
Thank you. Thank you for being there. Thank you.
Right. Telephone number ending in 6637. 6637. Who am I speaking with?
Kelly from Pennsylvania.
Kelly from Pennsylvania. And did you have a question or meeting?
Just spot reading.
Spot reading. Interesting. They're showing you sitting back like this, like almost like this is a test. Okay. And I know that, and you know, that's kind of what you got going on, right? So you're curious to see if I'm going to say, right? You understand? So,
yes.
We can play these games. So if you'd like to ask the question, I'd be happy to answer.
My sister-in-law recently passed, and I wanted to see, I know, of course, he is, you know, on spirit side, but sometimes I feel like, I do sense her around, and I feel like she talks to me.
Yeah.
I mean, is that her?
Yes. You're asking, is that her that's talking to you? Yes. She's absolutely coming through. I also have a mother-in-law here for you. And what's interesting is she's on the wrong side of the family. So was there a mother-in-law that was significant to you almost even more than your mom? Or you got a mom and a mother-in-law both spirit side?
My mom's still living.
Okay, thank you. Because I have a mother-in-law, and I'm sure about that. And she's on mom. She's filling in as a mom spirit side. Okay, so I'll let you know that. You would consider her actually a mom. You might have even called her mom. Do you understand that?
My sister-in-law did.
Okay. I haven't. Is her mom also in spirit, please?
Yes.
Thank you. That's who's coming through and communicating as well. I've got both of them here. The mother, her mother is here, and she's here, okay? And I can tell she's saying the mother, and she's very motherly. And she would have mothered all of you. And then I have the sister-in-law here who is young. She's actually way too young to pass. All right? And she had a lovely personality. I'm seeing that she was ill because she's showing me shadows underneath her eye. And that's always a sign of illness and kidney. It feels almost as if she might have gone through chemo and not fared too well. Do you understand any of this, please?
I absolutely do.
Okay, and that the illness is what got her, is what she's saying, and that she just didn't have enough oomph, enough constitutional energy. She got too weak, too sick, and too weak to do anything else. And she's saying, thanks for believing in her. She's showing me a bandana, and she's tying it behind here. I think she had some fun with that, and she's including you, all right? So that you can share that with her. And I also see endless lip gloss. We have very dry lips, or we couldn't eat until we had, you know how you might have things. So she's mentioning that too. She's saying thank you for everything. She's saying thanks for looking in and after my mom. You understand her reference, please.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And all that being said, you know, she's just like everyday life. She's sitting down and she's eating a peanut butter sandwich. Okay.
Yep.
So she's there. She's there, and that's what she's letting you know. I wouldn't be surprised if you actually smell peanut butter. Okay. So, yeah. She's just nonchalant. He's there just like nothing ever happened, all right? This is letting you know.
Right.
That, okay? She's also showing me and drawing lips on the mirror, okay? So she will be indicating, you understand?
I do.
She's also giving me car keys and really bad music. Okay. Okay. You understand as well. I also feel that someone had a rip in either car seat or, you know, sometimes you have a convertible and maybe has a rip. Okay, she's giving me reference to something like that as well. And I feel like back when, okay?
Yeah.
She's
yep.
Laying out before you. She's saying you've got a great life ahead of you. So don't get ahead of yourself. That's what she's saying to. That's your message, all right?
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling in. Thanks
Thank
for listening
you.
To Lily Gale Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks.
All right. Caller ending in 5318. 5318. Who am I speaking with, please? 5318. 5318. Oops, I didn't click on your microphone. 5318, oh. Who am I speaking with, please?
Right, can you hear me?
I can. I didn't
Hello?
Get your name. Hi.
It's Karen from Hamilton, New Jersey.
It's what's your name?
Karen.
Karen from Hamilton, New Jersey. And did you have
yes.
a question, or would you like a spot reading?
I'm wondering if you could tell me a little bit about my love life.
I probably can't. Because I'm not seeing one.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I am.
I didn't want to laugh. I can't tell you anything. There isn't one. All right. So
okay.
You want to know if there might be something in the future. I'm seeing that you're quite artistic. You are very talented, and you don't even suspect. And you're very artistic, and you're always doing creative things. If you just keep being who you're doing and you keep doing what you're doing, I am not at all worried about things in the future for you, okay?
Thank you.
And it's when you least expect it, not when you're trying to ask for it.
Yeah,
so if you're doing what you're doing now, you have no choice but to attract love.
Okay. How about a spot reading? Do you have anything else? Anyone else appearing around me?
I do have other people calling in, and you
oh.
got your question answered. So call again next week. Try again. All right.
Very good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
Bye now.
All right. Telephone number ending in, caller has dropped. Okay. Telephone number ending in 5817. 5817. Who am I speaking with, please?
Lisa.
From?
Salamanca, New York.
And did you have a question or would you like a spot reading?
I would like a spot reading.
Okay. The very first thing that Spirit's showing me is that I feel like you're planning. How do I say this? I feel like you're where you are for a specific occasion. Does that make sense to you, please?
Like right now in my point in life, or?
It feels like you're at a location for a specific occasion. It feels like we're planning something in the future that's an occasion with people. Does that make sense to you, please?
Not that I can think of at the moment, no.
Okay. Because they're showing me, like, I don't know, there's a wedding coming up, something of this nature, where we're planning an occasion, okay? And I feel that you are where you are because of this. So bear that in mind. I can't tell if I'm past, present, or future, all right? I'll be honest about that. I also want to say, I don't feel that you are where you came from. Does that make sense?
No, I don't know what you mean, where I came from.
Are you living where you grew up?
In the town, yes.
Okay. Did you move away and come back?
No, not really. No, when I was younger, I was with a boyfriend of mine who lived in a town like nearby, but that was very briefly. But no, I've been in the same town for my whole life, pretty much.
Because I feel the significance of a wedding. People coming from out of town, big event, and I feel that you left and came back. I also am aware of a lady here, spirit guide, and I want to bring her in on mom's side of the family. And the way she's making me feel, I feel like I would have had a condition in my blood. And also seeing a little bruising here, I'm also feeling I had a condition, and I'm not quite sure what this condition actually is. Okay. And I'm going to say, I'm feeling tribal in some way. Okay. Does this make sense to you at all?
Yes.
And then I have a blend of, I have a family. I don't know how better to say it. A family on the inside, a family on the outside. You understand?
No.
Okay. You have a blended family, culturally, racially, ethnically.
Yeah.
This is what, and I'm getting two families, two very different families, right?
Yes.
And so it's almost as if you're going to the one, you're going to step out of who you are to go to the other, right?
Yeah.
This is what they're referencing. Does that make sense to you now?
Yeah.
Okay, and I feel like we've gone through times where we've been traitors on both sides, right?
Yes.
Okay, and that right now you've just decided to be a little bit happy and content with who you are, regardless of all of them, right?
Yes.
Hey, congratulations is what you're getting, and that you really took the hard way home. Okay.
Is that what she's telling you, or?
Yes, she's showing that to me. It took you a long time to figure it out for yourself. You had to experience things so that you could come to the conclusion by yourself. It took the hard way home. And home is where the heart is. Home is our spiritual self.
Now, I actually have my mother here with me. So who you're talking about would be her mother. Does she have anything to, like, messages for her or anything?
No, she's just she's showing status quo. I'm not seeing any troubles. I'm seeing things go as they're going. No, doesn't have anything to say, but I'm not, it's not because she doesn't, there's no hard feelings
right.
or anything.
Right.
She just doesn't have anything to say. What she wants to say to you is, you're a big girl now. Congratulations. And I feel, you know, sometimes until we have the experience ourselves, you know, we don't understand fully. You know, it's like parents who grow up thinking one thing and then they have children of their own and realize how much in error they might have been, right? So all these
right.
kinds of things happen generationally. And I'm seeing your mom pretty go with the flow. She's accepted things for how they are. and people can come around her. She has no judgment one way or the other, and if they don't want to come around her, she has no judgment one way or the other.
Right.
And that you've learned to go with the flow finally and stop pushing the river.
Right.
So congratulations. You're getting congratulations, and congratulations on all the insights you're getting now that you have kids of your own.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. And
thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure and privilege. That is our last caller for today. Well, maybe we have 4 minutes. Let me try one more real quick. Phone number ending in 4692. If you have a question, go ahead and let me know now.
Hi, my name's Tammy. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Tammy. Pennsylvania.
I just want to know how things are going to work out for my daughter.
Okay. Again, there's going to be a dog with you. Does everyone in Pennsylvania have dogs? I always generalizing.
I have cats. I don't have dogs.
You have a dog that passed, and actually it's a black and white, a large and small spot. Kind of like a hound mix. Can you place that dog literally from the past?
I had a little dog. It was my mom's dog. It was a Yorkie Terrier, but he was black and brown.
Now this
and
is
he
more,
just passed not far ago.
This is, well, when you place another dog that will be it's a hound, like a bloodhound. A small
no.
dog. In the hound breed.
I've had cats pretty much all my life.
This comes up with a male would have owned this, and I feel that the male would have been connected to your mom's family. Okay, so I'll just let you know that. Think about it later because we only have 3 minutes. And so I just want to let you know that you're very friendly to the animal kingdom. They come around you a lot. So you may have an affinity for cats, but the truth is, you're very good at animal communication. You've always known you had that sensitivity. It's probably why you're drawn to cats, because cats are very close to spirit, and that you have that sensitivity, which is a spiritual gift, right?
I very love my animals very much.
Right. So they're saying that it's about time to own that and develop it. Because you've been saying forever now, and I'm exaggerating, it's not forever now. You've been saying for quite some time that you're going to develop it and you haven't. You understand?
That I'm going to develop, like,
you're
going to
work
like,
on developing your gifts for the spirit.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to get cut off here. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And you haven't taken the action to do that yet, not fully. Do you understand?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so there's your message. There's no time like right time is what they're saying, and there's no right time but now, right?
Okay.
Spirit side, the smell of baby powder comes from a great-grandma or grandma, dad's side of the family, lovely lady, and beautiful hair. I'm going to wish you the best and a lot of love from your spirit people here. And thank you for calling in, listening to Lily Gale Blog Talk Radio. Okay, I want to thank everyone for calling in and listening to Media Monday. I am Reverend Sharon Hill. You can check out more offerings on Blog Talk Radio, LilyGaleAssembly.org/learn if you would like to look into courses being offered. And that concludes our episode for today. I hope you all tune in again next week. This is Sharon Hill. Thanks for listening to Media Monday.